saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that Texas Democrats were just forced to pay literally thousands of dollars each for the privilege of getting absolutely humiliated? And to make it even worse, what if I told you that their spectacular failure just triggered the most devastating blow to Democrat power in modern political history? Stick with me to the very end of this video because I'm about to show you how one disastrous Democrat stunt in Texas just handed Republicans the keys to permanent House control for the next decade. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So here's the latest on what just happened to the 50-plus Texas Democrats who decided to take a little field trip to Illinois in their desperate attempt at thwarting the inevitable. Now, as you know, when Republicans in Texas moved to redraw congressional districts to add five new GOP seats, House Democrats literally fled the state like fugitives. They broke quorum for 18 days, thinking they could defend democracy by stopping democracy. But here's the twist nobody in either the Democratic Party or the legacy media, here's the twist that nobody saw coming. Their pathetic stunt did not just fail spectacularly, it exposed the entire Democrat gerrymandering playbook and triggered a Republican redistricting revolution that's now spreading to at least seven other states. So let's start with the beautiful justice served in Texas. Each Democrat who fled their state just got hit with $10,000 in fines each. That's $500 for every single day they abandon their constitutional duties, plus their share of the $125,000 that the state had to spend hunting them down like the political refugees, the political fugitives, I should say, that they became. Now, here's the delicious irony. You may not know this, but Texas lawmakers, they actually make just $7,200 per year. Did you know that? I kid you not. It's actually less than minimum wage workers by deliberate constitutional design. It stems from the foundational philosophy embedded in the Texas Constitution of 1876, which set legislature pay at $5 per day for the first 60 days of a regular session, and then $2 per day thereafter. And obviously, this was not accidental. It reflected a deliberate philosophy that legislative service should be a civic duty, not a career. So regardless, with that in mind, these Democrats literally paid more in fines than their entire annual salary and actually accomplish absolutely nothing to boot. The redistricting bill passed anyway, and Governor Abbott is about to sign it into law. So they literally had to pay $10,000 each just for the privilege of losing and being publicly humiliated in the process. The new map will flip up to five Democrat seats to Republicans, a massive 10-seat swing in the House when you count both losses and gains. Democrats like Al Green, old man Al Green, and Jasmine Crockett, probably the most embarrassing political illiterate in Congress, and that's saying something, They are both staring at political extinction, and there's nothing they can do about it. But in many respects, that's just where the humiliation begins, because the fallout from the stunt these Texas Democrats pulled isn't just limited to Texas. There is currently a nationwide backlash against these ridiculous antics that promises to lock the Democrats out of congressional power for the foreseeable future. I mean, it is called the Golden Age, gang, right? It's a new American moment where patriots all across the nation can flourish in faith, family, and freedom like never before. That's precisely why I personally work with Block Trust IRA for my crypto investing. You know, I'm no spring chicken. So Bitcoin volatility can make me a little queasy for sure. But that's why I love Block Trust IRA, because they use a super AI system that works 24/7 to analyze global market data and predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and lows of crypto volatility. Block Trust IRA will then sell at the highs and then buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why Bitcoin Magazine has named them the number one crypto technology platform in the world among 1,500 global competitors. I'm a client. Now, gang, I can honestly say I absolutely love them, and I think you will too. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a teacher, a truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below or visit turleytalkscrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution. It's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the single greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. Again, seriously, this is amazing stuff. I love them. Don't wait on this. Click on that link. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? It's the golden age. Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. The worst possible news that Democrats can hear right now is that Texas's redistricting strategy is spreading across the nation among red states like wildflower. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is preparing to grab up five more seats for the GOP in Florida. Ohio Republicans are moving to flip two or three Democrat districts. Indiana, Missouri, and South Carolina are all exploring additional Republican pickups. And the math here is absolutely brutal for the Democrats. Republicans currently control 23 state legislatures versus just 15 for Democrats. That's not a coincidence. That's conservative governance delivering results that voters actually want. And here's the data that proves it. Population is flooding from Democrat-run disasters like California, New York, into Republican strongholds like Texas, Florida, Tennessee, and Idaho. And this flood of refugees, or leftugees as we like to call them, has only made these states more red, not less. Moreover, the Texas quorum break ended up exposing the biggest Democrat hypocrisy in modern politics. While crying about fair maps, fair maps, more voters than ever now realize that it's actually the Democrats that have already gerrymandered their own states into oblivion. Maryland has just one Republican House seat out of eight, despite Republicans getting 35% of the vote, and Western rural Maryland being a solid red. Massachusetts, eight Democrat seats, zero Republicans, despite nearly 40% Republican support. You see, this is the genius, the strategic genius of Trump's approach. He knows the Democrats are tapped out. Republicans now can strike while Democrats have already maxed out their gerrymandering potential. New York can't redistrict until 2028 due to constitutional restrictions. Illinois already carved out a brutal 14-3 Democrat advantage. Democrats shot their shot years ago. And now Republicans are playing catch up with superior strategy and better legal positioning. Trump's endgame is actually breathtaking in scope. You may have seen this. He's actually set an audacious goal of awakening a 100-seat permanent Republican House supermajority through strategic redistricting, voting reforms like banning mail-in ballots, and census reforms. So Trump, and that means excluding illegal migrants from the census. Trump believes that if red states continue to grow and expand like they are already doing, we should be able to establish a 100-seat permanent House majority that would box out the Democrats from congressional power for literally the rest of the century. The 2030 census will likely award 11 additional seats to solid red southern and western states. Combined with the current redistricting push, I mean, we're looking at a potential Republican lock in the House that reflects the actual geographic and philosophical realignment of America. But what's so key here is that this isn't just about maps. It's about Republican policies working. When people vote with their feet, fleeing high-tax, high-crime Democrat cities for well-governed Republican states, they are delivering the ultimate verdict on which party's ideas actually improve lives. So all of that said, here's what the Democrats' $10,000 vacation really bought. They exposed their own party's hypocrisy. They triggered a nationwide Republican redistricting revolution, and they handed conservatives the tools for generational political dominance. Their 18-day tantrum just became the most expensive political suicide in modern history. And we're all here for it. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real. It's raw. And it's unapologetically patriotic. Just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big.